This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Joined by the amazing rock band behind iRadio's All Irish Track of the Month, Break the Girl. The band's name is Florence Road. They're an all-female rock band made up of Lily, Emma, Alva and Hannah. Welcome to iRadio's Group Chat, girls. First off, huge congrats on the new single, Break the Girl, being an all-Irish track for this month. I've been loving it. Everybody here has been talking about it. It's absolutely amazing. How does it feel to get that kind of support from Irish stations for yourselves?
Oh yeah, I mean, it feels amazing to get that support, particularly from Irish radio. I mean, it's just phenomenal.
What's the story behind Break the Girl? Where did the song start for you? What were you trying to capture? Was it something that happened in your own lives?
Yeah, Break the Girl's a really special song to us. We wrote it a few months ago and we sort of just chatted. We were in a session and we were chatting about this experience that we'd had with a friend, and it was a really quick one. We wrote it in about 10 minutes, and yeah, it's just one of those ones that just flowed really naturally and came to us quite quickly.
When it comes to the songwriting process in general, do the songs normally come quickly to you, or does it sometimes take longer? I don't know much about writing music, so I'm always really curious when bands are writing things together, like the kind of process behind that.
Yeah, it's sort of, when there's good flow going, we tend to work pretty quickly. And that's like, I feel like if we are hitting a lot of roadblocks when trying to write, we just find it hard to enjoy the song. So it is just generally a quick enough process for us, I think.
You guys grew up together as well in Wicklow, which I love, and started out writing in a garden shed, which I feel like that's the most iconic thing about all of this. Like, honestly, so relatable, and it just goes to show, like, as in your dreams will take you anywhere. How do those early days still shape the band as it is now?
I think that things got so crazy so quickly that going back to that mindset sometimes of just being in the shed and playing for the love of playing has been really helpful in staying grounded and just really focusing on the music and not letting things get to your head too much.
Speaking of things getting crazy so quickly, you have had an incredible run this year. You even opened for Olivia Rodrigo when she was on her Guts tour. I mean, what was that experience like? Olivia Rodrigo, absolutely an icon in her own right, but to open for her and to meet her, God, like, what were the emotions like for that?
Yeah, it was mad. I mean, Marley Park is such like an iconic venue and we'd all kind of been there as kids. So to get to play there was huge. And Olivia's so, so nice. We got to meet her. She was so lovely. And she said she listened to our set, which was very cool. And yeah, the response like from everyone in the audience was genuinely so lovely. It was something we didn't really know what to expect. And we had just the best time ever.
Was that the biggest moment of the year for you? Or is there another really special moment that really sticks with you?
Oh, I think that has to be the biggest.
Yeah. I feel like we're getting like, everything is a special moment. Like, we're just getting to do so many great things. So it's, everything is special in its own way.
Yeah.
You guys have a phenomenal sound. And I know that you get described as a mix of having an influence from the Cranberries, Wolf Alice and Phoebe Bridgers as well. How would you describe the Florence Road sound though?
Oh, it's a good question. I feel like it's kind of a big pot of everything. I think we all have very different musical inspirations and they definitely cross over, but we kind of throw everything into a big pot and just whatever happens is Florence Road. I feel like it's a nice mixture of a lot of different things.
Big on the dynamics.
Yeah.
Looking ahead now to the 2025-2026 live dates that you have, some massive venues, can I just say, in there, Paris, Dallas, Houston, Amsterdam, Manchester, the list goes on. But, of course, the one closest to home is the Academy in Dublin. How does it feel to play to a home crowd?
It's always the best. It's great. Like, it's just, the buzz is so amazing, and it's great to see like our friends and family there as well. Just like coming back home was always great, and the Academy as well. Like, it sold out so quickly. It was great to just feel that home support, and it's like such a cool venue.
What's life like on the road, like the lot of you together? Is it everything you ever dreamed it would be?
Yeah. It's honestly so much fun. Like, we are just having the best time on tour. Honestly, we're just hanging out. We play a lot of Mario Kart, which is really fun.
I feel like that's where the real magic happens. That's where all the song inspiration. With all of the momentum, though, what is next for you? Is there some more music on the way after Break the Girl, or any New Year's resolutions for yourselves as a band?
Yeah, I think New Year's resolution is definitely just going to keep working, keep writing. I mean, that's kind of, yeah, back to the shed, definitely.
Yeah, back to our roots.
Yeah, and yeah, we just announced the UK headline tour, so I think prepping for that. And yeah, just a lot of the same stuff as this year, I think.
Do you guys work like every day of the week? Is it a 6-7 day week, or do you guys have a long time, like long time waiting before your next day off?
It's I feel like sometimes it can be in like chunks where we do like, it'll be like 3 weeks of being really intense and then we'll get like a few days off or like a week off. But it's kind of, there's always things to think about and things to kind of plan and organize. So we're kind of always mentally on anyways, always thinking of things to do.
Obviously, with you guys being from Wicklow, probably like in some capacity, small town energy, what's it like when you guys are just back home, chilling, you know, going to the supermarket? Like, are people like, do the people think that you're like local celebrities now? That must be such a cool vibe.
If you go home and you go into the pharmacy to like get a prescription, and then they're asking, oh, how's Australia? Like, it's amazing. It really like does feel like everyone is supporting from home, you know? Yeah.
Well, everyone is supporting all over Ireland because you guys are absolutely fantastic. And if someone's listening this evening and they're just meeting Florence Road for the first time, where can they find you on socials?
Instagram, TikTok, Spotify. Anywhere you can find us, we will probably be there.
Yeah.
Girls, thank you so much for joining me. I'm delighted.
Thank you very much.
And we will catch up with you again, no doubt, on iRadio's group chat.
This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.